business is Peninsula Lakes Amenities RPC Revised Amenities Site Plan.
This is a revised amenities plan for Peninsula Lakes.
Mr. Robertson has your note.
Yeah, here.
Sorry about that, Samantha.
Sorry.
Yeah. We have a student here that's doing in-service. I don't know if that's community service or just for studies, or for studies, right? Thank you for attending one of our meetings. I hope it was helpful.
Is that community? Was this punishment?
Yes, that's why I asked if it was community service. Shouldn't have done that. Sorry, Samantha, go ahead.
That's okay. This is a revised amenities plan for Peninsula Lakes Residential Plan Community for the removal of a fence separating the amenities from lots 499 through 502 and 152 through 157. The parcel owners asked that the fence be removed as a few of them have their own fence. Tax parcel ID is 234-29-1837, Zoning District, Medium Residential Plan Community. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
So it's so I just recommend approval of the site of the revised site amenities plans.
Yes.
Because you've already been satisfied with everything else.
Yes, it's just honestly the removal of the fence that was shown on the original site plan. So if you so move, it would be to approve the revised amenity site plan.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the revised amenity site plan for Peninsula Lakes Amenities RPC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Lopez Vehicle Repair and Sales Expansion CU 2097 revised site plan.
This is a revised site plan for Lopez Vehicle Repair and Sales Conditional Use 2097 for the expansion of an existing vehicle repair shop to include 29 parking spaces for display of vehicles and 17 spaces for employee and automobile service and repair parking. Tax parcel ID is 133-2.00-21.00. Zoning district is agricultural residential. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
If you were to act favorably, Mr. Hopkins, you could make this a final.
Mr. Chairman, I move for final approval of the revised site plan for Lopez Vehicle Repair and Sales Expansion CU 2097.
Second.
We have a motion and second to approve the revised site plan for Lopez Vehicle Repair and Sales Expansion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Route 9 Enterprises Site Plan 18-12 Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Route 9 Enterprises for a 1,920 square foot commercial building with parking. A waiver to allow parking in the front yard setback has been requested. Tax parcel ID 135-16.00-10.00. Zoning district is general commercial. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
I have a question about this before we move forward, because I guess at my age, I don't care if I look stupid. I don't get it. Why do they need parking? Why do they need a waiver on this? It looked like the parking was back far enough. Was it because the lot is diagonally on the road, or?
So the setback for commercial district is 60 feet in the front, and the lot is shallow enough that the building takes up the buildable space, and therefore the parking has to be within that 60-yard front setback. Or 60 feet front setback.
So how close to Route 9 is it going to be? This drawing is so, I can't read it.
It was thrown, it looks like it's 34 feet.
If you see where the building setback lines are, that will tell you that there's really no place else to put.
Right.
So they're 18 feet into the front yard setback, so.
I think we should look very carefully at this, though.
Well, there's still another 40 feet between the parking and Route 9 then, right?
So it's 42 feet off.
60.
Because it's 60.
There's somebody here with an interest in this.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Let's just hang loose for a second. How many feet?
It's 42 feet.
So there's still 42 feet between the parking and the,
yeah.
And the
yes, okay. From okay. So between the edge, because standard parking space is 18 feet deep, they're at the 60-foot setback line, right. It's 42. Okay. They're 42 feet away. So
there's still plenty of room for any road expansion or easement expansion.
Right, but they're planning to continue using the gravel parking lot, keeping it a gravel parking lot, so that.
I wouldn't think they'd be allowed to do that.
No, there's...
No, I think it's just an existing area that they can...
So all the parking will be the place that's marked out as parking on this?
That's right.
Correct.
Stevenson, if you'd like to defer action for 3 or 4 months on this, we can do that if you need some additional time to think about it.
So the square footage of the building only requires 5 parking spaces, and they are shown 42 feet back.
Yeah, so they got plenty of room in the gravel.
Just give me a break here, guys. I'm asking some questions, all right?
It's just a low maintenance area, the rest of the gravel.
That's fine. I just wanted... Someday I want to be wise and old, as others on the commission.
I'm just having some fun at an old friend's expense here.
We need a little fun tonight.
Shoot, yeah.
No, I did not know that. Okay, I'm like, I'm missing something here. So, okay, now, thank you.
Seriously, though, this is the type of instance where the waiver is appropriate.
That's fine.
Because there's just not any other way to do it.
I wasn't necessarily having a problem with it. I was just trying to figure it all out.
Understood.
Then I will make that motion to approve the preliminary site plan for Route 9 Enterprises S-18-12 with, this one the staff can, it
yep.
doesn't have to come back to us, correct?
That's
correct.
Right.
So with the final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the preliminary site plan for Route 9 Enterprises. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Seagrove Site Plan 18-16, Preliminaries Amenities Site Plan.
I have one question. Mm-hmm. On an amenities site plan, can it just go back to staff?
Yes.
Nope.
Okay. All right. I move for approval of the preliminary
amenities. Can I read it first into record? It's okay. Can I read it into record first?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right. Got everybody all.
I'm jumping ahead here. I'm
jumping ahead.
Tough night.
This is a preliminary amenities plan for Seagrove Subdivision 2005-95 to include a clubhouse, pool, pickleball courts, fire pit, bocce courts, and a 39-space parking area and other site improvements. Tax parcel ID is 134-11.00-169.00 and 167.00. Zoning district is agricultural residential. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay.
All right.
Mr. Johnson, good give them.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the preliminary amenity site plan for Seagrove S-18-16 with a final by staff upon receipt. Well, you already have all the other agency approvals, right?
Mm-hmm. So you can do preliminary and final.
I would move that we do a preliminary and a final for Seagrove S-18-16.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to grant preliminary final amenity site plan approval for Seagrove Site Plan 18-16. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0.
Those pickleball courts up.
Our next item is Little Einstein's Expansion Site Plan 18-17, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Little Einstein's Preschool, LLC, for the construction of a 7,200-square-foot building, parking area, and other site improvements. A waiver to allow a portion of the parking to be within the front yard setback has been requested. The Board of Adjustment approved a special use exception on August 7, 2017, for a child care center. Tax parcel ID 135-15.00-38.00 and 38.01. Zoning district is general commercial C1. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Wheatley.
No, I'm just looking at the issue with the parking and the setback again, but
it's an 80-foot right away.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
they have.
I think they've got plenty of room.
They've got 10-foot right away dedication.
Yeah, they've got what they need, I think.
Yeah, I wasn't even going to ask the question because I looked at the plan.
Even though
I've never been referred to as Little or Einstein, I recommend the approval of Little Einstein Expansion Preliminary Site Plan. And did you say we had everything on this? Well, so we'll approve it as a preliminary and a final. Okay.
Second.
We have a motion to grant preliminary and final site plan approval for Little Einstein's Expansion Site Plan 18-17. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Lands of Layton, minor subdivision off 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of two lots, one measuring 1.033 acres plus or minus, and the other measuring 1.276 acres plus or minus, with the residual lands measuring 15.238 acres plus or minus off a 50-foot easement over an existing driveway off of Shawnee Road, tax parcel ID 130-8.00-44.00. Zoning district is agricultural residential. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the minor subdivision of lands of Layton off a minor subdivision with 50-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to grant preliminary approval with final by staff for the minor subdivision off 50-foot easement for the lands of Layton. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. We have two items of additional